Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولنا منه ولا نعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فقى النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فقى النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في العلم ولا كرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وواقفون لديه عند حده من نقطة العلم أو من شكلة الحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين الدرة الفردة شرح قصيدة البردة The exclusive pearl detailing the stanzas of قصيدة بردة. Today we turn to this particular stanza. Chapter 2 is where we are at, and it is all to do with the nafs. The nafs. The nafs. Allama Abu Sayyid Rahimullah in this particular stanza is saying, Fasrif hawaha wa hadir an tuwalya. Innal hawa ma tawalla yusmi aw yasimi. Fasrif hawaha. Nafs ki khawaish ko perdo. Turn your nafs away from the desires. Fasrif hawaha. Turn it away. You have to take control. Just driving this weekend, these thoughts come to mind. And you know, in the previous stanzas, where Allama Busairi Rahimullah is speaking about the reins of the horse and controlling it. Allah also speaks about this in Suratul Adiyat. And how treacherous, how ungrateful insan is. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. But prior to that, go and see the oaths which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes. And see, wal adiyati dhabha, fal muriati qadaha, fal mughirati subha, fa atharna bihi naqa, fa wasatna bihi jam'a. See those oaths which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes and showing you, teaching you insan a lesson that the horse is loyal to his master, but you, O insan, you are ungrateful to your master. Now and then as you're driving, you see all these, you see the donkeys and you see the horses sometimes and carts, and you think to yourself, but there's no number plate here, so if I have to go speeding, then I'll be saved. You have to worry about number plates. I have to worry about fines. I have to worry about all these things. There you just go. No licenses, no worry about this or that, and they're going smoothly. They're going smoothly. So I was thinking to myself that, see, the car, if you see your speed limit on the car, what's it, 220, 240, 260 going upwards. So I said to my family, imagine they want us to control our speed limit. They want us to drive under the speed limit, maintain that speed limit. So with cruise control, you are able to maintain it aptly. You can see, you can remain constant on a particular speed limit. You put it at 120, 130, then you can play around and go up and down. So they do. So you have all of this here. But why did you put on these cars to go? And just yesterday I saw an article, but I didn't go into it. But it shows that the speed limits of South Africa is about to change. So I wonder if it's good or better. We'll see. You can read it, find it, and inform us. But what I'm saying here is, they give you on your car, it can go till 220, 240, 260. But you have to remain highest top speed here in South Africa is what? Highest 120. 120. You can't go above that. So you have to maintain this. Sometimes you have to go slower. Sometimes you can. There is that allowance to go faster. Sometimes there was particular people which we know, they would drive under the speed limit, way under. So if you're rushing to go somewhere, and I remember it was school time, so when we're coming back, you know, when it's time to come back home, you want to come back home quickly. So if you're stuck behind this particular car, you are going to be stuck for quite some time because there's no way to overtake on that road, solid line, all of this. But the point of the matter is this here, 220, 260, is on your car. You can do it. The temptation is there. You got your accelerator. You are in control. But you have to limit it. You have to maintain it. You have to stay under the speed limit. These eyes, the gaze cannot extend to that which is haram. For you, it's haram. You can't see, you can't look on your phone, pop-ups, all these females that are popping up on your phone, videos and whatnot. You are not allowed to see that. You have to control this nafs. The highway is free. There's no cars. It's past 12 o'clock at night. You've got on your car. Your car has the capacity, the torque, the power. Torque, T-O-R, T-O-R. Q-U-E, talk. Some words in English, they mean talk and talk. Both pronounced the same, spelling is different, meanings are different. So you can, it has the capacity to do that, but you have to remain constant. You have to remain under the limits. You can't go beyond that. Similarly, this life, Allah has developed your faculties. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah is that being who has developed these faculties to see, to hear, and the heart to understand. True understanding, we spoke earlier, tafaqquh is in the heart, and then it travels. That's why when the heart is contaminated, polluted with black spots, now to do good deeds becomes very difficult. It becomes a mountain climb. But nonetheless, when you turn, in the previous stanzas, what Allama Busayri rahimullah, what did he say? Inna nafsa katifli, that the nafs is like a suckling child. When you feed it with milk, إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرِّضَاءِ, you feed it with milk, it's going to fall in love with this milk. It's going to want more. And when you wean it off, وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَتِمِي, you wean it off, it does eventually wean off. So we in this particular month, leading up to Ramadan, there the shayateen are chained up. But the other challenge is the nafs still remains. So if the nafs is not built up, or if the nafs is immune to sinning, then comes this month of Ramadan, so the shaitan are chained up, angels are all over. But if this nafs doesn't want to eat from this beautiful month of fasting. Eat, because you're not allowed to eat, but the fragrance, the beauty, the musk that is coming out of your mouth. And you are able then to engage in so much of beautiful actions in this month and taste all these beautiful ibadat. If this year, if your nafs is not controlled and put under this leash, then guess what? Even the month of Ramadan will come and pass and you still engage. That's why people raise this question, how come I'm still perpetrating this sin, that sin, this vice, that vice? It is because of you. You have changed. You have sold yourself. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He has sold himself for what? For the comforts, the leisure, and all of this, the pleasure of the dunya. So what must you do? You have to maintain control. Put your nafs under control, because this still remains. A person who's addicted to drugs, the month of Ramadan, he say, no, when I break my fast, I still have, and I hit that one or two blunts. Or I take that wishnaf, one, two lines of cocaine, cat, and this and that, the other. You know what it's like. So you break your... So what? You're making a mockery. The beautiful month of Ramadan dawns and you're still engaging in this year. In the masjid, you perpetrate a crime. It's double. Outside, it's a sin. Inside, you have now violated the sanctity of Allah. But the month of taqwa, the month of Ramadan, is what? Is to develop that taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is all in fasting. That link between fasting and taqwa is this, giving you that control, giving you that confidence that no, you do have control over your nafs now. You can control it. And this then spills over to the rest of the 11 months of the year. So if you are good, obedient in the month of Ramadan, then in the months to come, then too Allah Azza wa Jal will give you that immunity to stay away from sin and give you that courage to do good actions. Fasrif hawaha. Fasrif hawaha. Turn away. Turn away, nafs ki khawaish ko perdo. Turn this nafs, let it incline towards good actions. Turn it away from evil and let this, all this which your nafs is desiring for, you turn it away. Wa hadir an tuwalliya. And take control, beware. Wa hadir, beware. أن تولي that it overpowers you. إن الهوى ما تولى يسمي أو يسمي. Because خوائش, this desires and this temptations, when it overpowers you, then it either destroys you or it puts you in a place, into a position where you will be slandered. It adds the stain. It adds because you were there. You walked out of a prostitute's house. You went to give dawah. You went to call to Islam. You were alone there. What happened there? But then too, you as an onlooker, you can never say, perhaps it's his sister, perhaps this, perhaps that, perhaps that. So these kind of things, you don't go now and go wholesale. And what we're saying here is, you yourself must introspect. We're speaking directly to the nafs, to my nafs, your nafs. We're seeking, searching to see how we can better ourselves. So when this is the case, that you put yourself into these situations, then it is going to either destroy you or it will leave the stain of that sin on your name. It will. When you're going to see your reputation, it's going to be left with this red stain. What must we do? Fasrif hawaha. So let's see. Let's take this word. Sarafa yasrifu. Sarafa yasrifu. This means to stop. This means to stop. Rokna. to take control, to your nafs, it wants to see that beautiful woman there. The eyes wants to just take another look. She's looking so beautiful. Everything is tempting. But at that critical juncture, you say, go away. And this is in a place where you have to be. We're not speaking about clubs and all of this. Places where you have to be. You have to go in a store. You have to purchase something. At that time, you turn your attention away and you say, I'm going to do what my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam said I must do. And there, how many rewards, how many sins wiped off your slate, how many times your rank goes up, and plus on top of that, a palace in Jannah, all proven in Sahih Hadith, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. This is the dua you must recite. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Nowadays it's easy. You just type in what's the Sunnah Masnoon Dua. But beware of the Shias and their propaganda, because you'll see many of these search engines now, they have been trained, programmed to go towards what the Shia Kuffar are propagating, and theirs is fabrication. So we must see and check where is the authentic sources for this year. And how will you just go to websites that you trust and you know the particular people who are running it. Nonetheless, this is your dua that you must recite. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. And this portion here, you must be cognizant. Wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. What's the rewards? 1 million rewards on your name. 1 million sins wiped off. 1 million times your rank will be raised. And plus, on top of that, a palace for you in Jannah. Now, how can you afford to let all these opportunities go by? How can you afford to let all these opportunities go by? And what causes this is because you become forgetful of your creator, your sustainer. And Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not become like those who have forgotten Allah. So Allah has made them forget themselves. So what's the way to remedy this? لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for every malady there's a remedy. For every malady there's a remedy. So what's the remedy for this? For this heart which is forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hakimul Ummah, you know, he was an expert. And he says, and he mentions, and this is his principle, that when you see this verse, now let's apply it. There's a remedy in this verse here. But if we, you and I, have to look at it, we say, Allah, translation, do not become like those who have forgotten Allah, so Allah has forgotten themselves. But these people, these honorable souls, they go deep in and they see, what's this year? What lesson can we take here for the nafs? The lesson we take for the nafs here is that, see, Allah says, when you forget Allah, then Allah makes you forget yourself. You know, you become like an animal. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. Even worse and more shameful than the animal. So you will go and urinate where you feel like you will walk and dress the way that those, you'll see people just walking with no t-shirts anymore. And it's just men I'm speaking about, women on the beaches there in different places. You forget yourself. That's how it's become. So, on another scale, you forget yourself, you just lose it with whoever and whatever in public, wherever you may be, Allah makes you forget yourself, see. Nonetheless, Hakim Ulumah says that, see, take this verse and apply it now. Remember Allah, take the opposite meaning. If you remember Allah, Allah remembers you, and then you will not humiliate your nafs, your own self. And that is what he's saying here. Allama Abu Sayri rahimahullah is saying, Inna al-hawa, for verily, surely, this desires, this temptations, ma tawalla yusmi o yasimi, it will either lead a person, when it overpowers you, these temptations, it either leads you towards destruction, or it leads you to have a stain on your reputation. A stain on your reputation. When you put the nafs under control, then you become honorable. So, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These are ways and avenues. Let's look at the Anbiya alayhi salam. See, we were seeing this word in this particular stanza. Fasrif hawaha. So he said, sarafa yasrifu, sarfan. This means to take control. Baz rakna, rokna, to stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. Surah Al-Yusuf, chapter 12 of the Quran Sharif. So when you see there, Surah 12, and you see verse 33. Verse 33. You speak to the youth today, you speak to people, they put themselves in these places where they know they can't control themselves. And then they expect to respond like how the Anbiya alayhi salam responded. Whereas Anbiya alayhi salam were ma'soom, free of sin, but yet when these temptations of the others, this was the temptation of the rest trying to put the Anbiya alayhi salam in these corners, but they, because of their pure nature, they didn't. This is what it's become. That, see, we claim that we've become so pure, whereas Anbiya alayhi salam was claimed, but they never ever once thought that we are. They knew that they will be rescued. They knew that there were all these challenges. Nuh alayhi salam rescued with the ark. And today they'll make movies and all of this about it, and make it into some kind of joke. You know, Noah's ark and all of this here. So one was Bruce Almighty. Then they said, no, let's make it Evan Almighty. And they totally desecrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Nonetheless, Anbiya alayhi salam, they are free from sin, ma'soom. Yet these conditions came, but they taught this ummah also that you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. Never ever, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Never ever think that you will remain pure. Don't consider yourself to be all pure. What must we do? Constantly fear that we may also fall in the same trap. You know, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, first lesson of the Alim course, Man kasar al asnam, who broke the idols? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. But when it came to du'as, supplications later in his life, he didn't forget himself. Wajunubuni wabaniya an na'bud al asnam. That protect me, Ya Allah, me and my progeny from worshipping idols, that we worship idols. So you constantly, you have those flags, red flags, alerts, signs to tell you, hey, put yourself under control. Hakimul Ummah said, remember Allah, Allah will remember you. That's the meaning of this. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. That is in Surah Al-Hashr. So do not become like those who forget Allah. See, forgetting Allah, that was the root cause, he says. So you must change that. Take out 5 minutes. Remember Allah every day. And inshallah, through this barakah, in any condition where you're facing, you don't go intentionally into sin now and then ask for protection. You have to remove yourself and protect yourself, and but per chance, now you have to go into the mall, you have to purchase something. That heart will be remembering Allah, 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 beating with the beautiful name of Allah. This is why we've been created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I haven't created the jinn kind and the men kind except that they worship me. أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. So this is where it is. And this is how we should control this nafs, because if this nafs is not controlled, then it will lead to destruction. Look at Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam, and we said to you, verse number 33. You know the whole incident. Zulaykha was there, and what happened? Yusuf alayhi salam, this was the Anbiya alayhi salam. You speak to the youth, I was telling you, you speak to the rest. They said, no, we were forced. What we'll say? The door was locked. We had no option. But that heart inside is yearning for all of this to happen so that we can say we never had a choice. We never had a choice. We were forced. What happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors, they say. What happens under the blankets stays under the blankets. You and your nafs, you know what's happening, what's taking place. But overall, are you and I even taking that first step, that first glance too? Sometimes it falls and shaitan will play with you. Hey, you already looked once, now just carry on looking. No, you take control of that nafs. If you can control the gaze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with so many other things. This is a sign. Sheikh Salim Dorat next will play his lecture, inshallah. So Urdu lecture. I'm saying this is the live program now, Monday, 10 to 11. So if it's a repeat, then it doesn't refer to that, of course. But if you take 10 to 11 next, Sheikh Salim Dorat, go listen to his one bayan, which mentions about the vision, eyes, and controlling your gaze. The one statement he said there was phenomenal. He said, see, old people, they say, no, I'm an old uncle. Come here, man, what you worried about? Let me put my hand on your head. Come here. 14 years daughter, 14 year old. He says, this year is more destructive for that man. This is more destructive. Why? Because the desires, the temptations are there. And he said, no, this is like my daughter, man. Sharia never declare her as your daughter. That's not your daughter. That's some other man's daughter. That's not your niece, not your granddaughter. Not. That's someone else's daughter. You can't do that. But his nafs will trick him to say that, you know what? You are old man, man. Teach them. Say to them, where you got any desires? People will say, he's an old man. What? Sheikh Salim Dorat, Hafidhahullah, he says that, look, it's even more dangerous there. Inna al-hawa ma tawalla yusmi aw yasimi. Because the temptations are there, his wife is there, but because of old age now, he doesn't have the capacity, he doesn't have the power. He does, but temptations still remain. There the temptations are even higher. See? And another important factor which he mentioned in that very same talk which I'm referring to, he speaks about the gaze. He says that if you take all the other faculties, all the other senses which Allah has given you, the sense to see, the sense to hear, the ability to speak, the ability to touch. He says if you're listening to music, another person walking past, he'll know you're listening to music. He knows you're committing a crime. You're speaking evil, you're speaking gossiping. Someone will say this person is lying, is gossiping, all that evils of the tongue. Evils of the tongue. Touching another strange female, he touched. You're doing, going further, he's caught. There is it there. But the gaze is something that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are standing in that queue, you're stealing a gaze there by looking at someone else's wife, someone else's daughter, someone else's sister. You're looking there and nobody knows that's a relationship between you and your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're looking there and you know it's nobody, you just take a quick glance. Who caught you? Anyone caught you? So when you can control this gaze, your relation with Allah improves. And women have this thought, false understanding, that no, only men have to. But go see Surah An-Nur. This is a direct instruction. Allah first instructs the men, then Allah says to the woman, separate instruction. Other instructions you will find, all encompassing, addressing all, one instruction. But your specific instructions for each male, believing males, believing females. Verse 30-31. Surah An-Nur, chapter 24. Go and see. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So, this is what we are here all about. We're speaking all about. It's about the nafs. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, in this predicament, turns to Allah. He's threatened with jail. He's threatened with jail. You know, Trump, he's trumpeting away and he's saying that what? All the migrants, they must go to Guantanamo Bay. Today in Los Angeles, forget the wildfires, people, all the migrants, which makes up most of America. That is why Trump wants Canada to become the 51st state. And he's begging. So he said, no, he's going to put down tariffs. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, he said, you put down tariffs, I put down tariffs also. Now Trump says, okay, but no, let's see how we can work out something. Maybe it's beneficial for you. We'll reduce the tariffs and that. So anyway, on the streets of Los Angeles, people are protesting. On the streets of Israel, you see these, we're not speaking of pro-Palestinian people. These are anti-Palestinian people. But look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces you, throws you into that destruction for all the crimes that you do, for all the bima qaddamat aydihim. Allah says, bima qaddamat aydihim. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish for death because of what their hands have sent forth with their drones, pressing this button, that button, killing this one, that one, going wholesale in murders. That's what's happening. So when this all takes place, then they can't stare their own people in their face. Their own people, the settlers, squatters, are putting, they've made these faces. They've made these faces. Imagine going through all that time of making a face of Netanyahu. And to disgrace him, they put his face all over on this, like masks, and put it all over the streets, blocking the roads and everything. I used to know only South Africa to do these things. But imagine such, which states they call, you know, such high-profile states. And this is America, and we said Los Angeles, Israel, all these places, people are burning tires and doing all these things. Can you understand now? But they're doing it for a good cause, to cripple the whole, the greater Israel and the greater America. They're doing all of this. Yeah, so we say brilliant, excellent. Nonetheless, we go forth. Yusuf, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. The door is locked. He makes the means. Whatever I can do, I will do to go to that door. But I will never break the law of Allah. This is, he had it in him. Allah made him masoom. These are the Anbiya alayhimu salam. But still, وَحَاذِرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهْ. Beware of the overpowering sense of this nafs, because when it overpowers, it destroys, it kills, or it maims. One of the two. Character. So he controls, he puts himself under this to teach the world that, see, women will try tricks. But today, what's it like? The men want to go. They are the one running after the woman. How sad wasn't it to hear, Muslims, that Palestinians came to South Africa. We don't support soccer. We're not interested in. But look at it from this angle here. When they came, our South African women were going to ask the numbers of these Palestinian soccer team members. And the message went out. And the Palestinians are then saying that, what is wrong with your people? They're coming to ask us. Girls coming to ask us for numbers. Why are they not covered up? This was it. Why are they not wearing hijab? They said this here. So, what levels have we gone to? Ask yourself. Anyway, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam is locked. But he goes to that door. Are we making that effort? We're putting ourselves in these predicaments. voluntarily. And then we say, we'll control ourselves. I'm going to look at that female. I'm going to stare, but I'll control my nerves. You already started the whole process, and eventually the crime will be committed. Because you've looked, first you see, then you go make those few steps, then you want the number, then after that it goes from where and where, from dates, and then it ends up to the heat in the body, and the heat in the body then leads to so many other avenues. But you with that gaze have started the whole process for zina. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is threatened. It is said to him that, see, if you don't comply, jail is the place where you'll be spending. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam makes dua. Are we making dua? We making dua for wealth. We making dua. But the difficult situations which we in, the crimes which we perpetrating, are we making dua, Ya Allah, remove me from the sin? Do we even consider it to be a sin? Ask yourself, viewing a female on your phone, do you consider it, woman viewing men, do you consider it a sin or not? Heaven event. So the black spots then adds up and the heart becomes rusty. Now nothing good can go in. Qal, Yusuf alayhi salam makes dua, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. My sustainer, prison, is dearer to me than what these women invite me to. Qal Rabbi sijnu أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. My sustainer, prison, is dearer to me than what these women invite me to. And then see the next verse. So that is verse 33. Then verse 34. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ. I want you to notice, see this word here. In the same verse, this is the same verse, verse 33. We haven't gone to the next verses yet. Wa illa tasrif, our focus. Remember what Allama Abu Sayyid rahimahullah is saying in the stanza? Fasrif. And here, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, wa illa tasrif. And unless you do not turn, wa illa tasrif, sarafa yasrifu, sir, to turn away, to stop. Wa illa tasrif anni kaydahun. And unless you do not turn their guile away from me, asbu ilayhinna, I shall get inclined towards them. This is the humility of a prophet. Allah has removed all of this, but they in there, see there, the this you have to admire, that still too, the car only goes till 80. It can only reach 80. It can only reach 80. But still too, precaution is made so that it doesn't go over 80. That was Anbiya alayhimu salam. Illa tasrif anni kaydahun asbu ilayhinna. I shall get inclined towards them. Wa akum min al jahileen, and shall be among the ignorant. See, ignorance. He's our teacher. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is teaching us lessons here. You want to read that book, this is authentic. This is from Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam is teaching. He's free. But you, O Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is to come. Learn these lessons. If you are going to incline, then what? Jahalat, ignorance, is going to be amongst your qualities, which, and you will be then raised with the ignorant. Incline towards them, not even incline towards them. I mustn't even be inclined towards them. Aspu ilayhinna wa akum min al jahilin. Allah says now in verse 34, fastajaba lahu rabbuh. Allah accepted his dua. Today openly, wholesalely, we go in and we do what we need to do. No regret, no remorse, absolutely nothing. Make dua that Allah takes us out of the sins and the vices that we are in, so that before we pass away, then we are in success. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. What dua? Allah, prison is dearer to me than what these women invite me to. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ. See that word صَرَفَ again. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. And turned away their guile away from him. Their guile and all their plans and plots. See, someone said beautifully, sometimes you are in situations. You don't intentionally, you, like we said, going to the shop, you need to purchase something. You have to make your heart a khanka. You have to make your heart a khanka. So I'm going to be alert. وَحَاذِرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَ. I'm going to be aware that the snuffs doesn't not overpower me. I'm going to be alert. I'm going to take the precaution. We asked our honorable teacher that, see, sometimes you go to the bank. There's a woman behind their teller. And you need money. Or you need to put money, or you need money, one of the two. And now if you're going to control your gaze, she might rob you or might take a 100 and note without you looking. What do you do in certain situations like this? Certain situation. He said, see, look, you have to train your nafs that when you're looking at her, you have to think of something. And I don't want to say this because women will feel offended. But you have to think of something that is najis, because by you looking at that woman, what's going to happen? That lust is going to be created, that desire, and you're going to be wanting to come back to that teller, that bank, that, and then eventually the number is going to come. And then what is going to happen next? You're going to engage, perhaps she's married, perhaps she's, and then you're going to do such filthy actions. Filthy actions that you don't consider that filthy. That's become fine. But if you have to say that, think of that picture, you're looking at something that is najis, then you'll say, but how can that, so wrong now? But to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's absolutely fine for you. Whereas these people, they have vision and they are thinking, what's the outcome going to be? So if you picture that to be something najis, something haram, like a, you can't eat, and you know, I'm not going to mention it, but you think of that, and it turns, your heart is turned away. It kills the passion of the heart. You're taking a sword and you're saying, striking that passion and say, I'm going to look away from this. This is what it is. Allah grant us tawfiq. See? What happens? You're married. And then you know, when you're engaging with your spouse, you're picturing some other. If it's a female, she's picturing some other male. If it's a male, he's picturing some other female. See, this is the kind, and children are to be born from that sin which you're engaging in. See, when you don't control the gaze. One more thing I remember from Mulana Salim Dorat's lecture. He said that, see, if you don't, these photographs are stored. You know, we also have memory. It's stored in the memory. But when you control your gaze, after a few months, a time will come where all those photographs stored in your brain, the capturing of where you saw lustful gazes, and that will all be removed. And now you can love your spouse the way you ought to love her. I think that would be treacherous if you told your spouse that, you know what, when we're engaging, sometimes I think of the other. I think definitely. And I think likewise, if the wife had to say, sometimes this happens. It's a crime. It's a perpetration. That's why you have to read the du'as before engaging. Because of all of the shaitania that is coming about. Then we want to know why our progenies are not obedient. Because we ourselves have changed. Allah guide us. Allah put us onto the straight path. I had a beautiful hadith. Which also, but Allah knows best, a lengthy hadith. The summary I'll share with you now. A person, it's a lengthy hadith, right? A person asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now everyone, only judgment is left upon this last person. He's not put into Jahannam, he's not put into Jannah yet. Judgment is left for him. He say, Ya Allah, forgive me. forgive me. And just please enter me into Jannah. Allah, let me first, I just want to see. I just want to see. After that he sees, then ask Allah. And he says, I won't ask for anything after that. But then he asks and asks. Allah puts him into Jannah even. In there, focusing on this word comes in there. فَيَصْرِفَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ. That's where the highlight is. But the beautiful hadith that is there, it's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allah guide us, Allah guide the ummah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.